pay your phone bill this month?
Darling. No, I lost. I accidentally lost you, but I'm back. You were talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah.
Yeah, so we played it. But so you have to hear the threats that this Rosenbaum guy made over the span of 90 minutes, including dropping N-bombs, who's a white guy, dropping N-bombs. And it's funny how the local TV station's just not allowed to tell you that, Ange.
Not only that, but he anally raped, I think, like five boys between the ages of 9 and 11. And this other dude, this Hoover, is a wife strangler, and he strangled, like, beat up his brother and was in jail for that. Look, as usual, the filthy leftists are supporting the most horrible people on planet Earth. Let them all be exposed.
Like, you don't want anybody to be shot. Look, we're on record for that. We're big 2A people. But hiding this Rosenbaum's background, you know, it's like the guy who drove over and killed all those innocent grandmoms in Waukesha, who had been in and out of prisons. Mr. Tiller sent me the thing, the Waukesha murderer. By the way, that story's gone. You know, look at the black male dreadlocks, anti-Semite, rapper. Horrible. He tried to run over his baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
That story disappeared too.
He's a child sex trafficker. He trafficked a 16-year-old minor over state lines to Nevada. He thought, oh, I didn't know she was 16. Okay, whatever. So there's that, and there's also he's on a. By the way, did you know that YouTube preemptively, the minute this guy's name was released, they took down his channel, so they're tampering with evidence, because in his YouTube, he talks about, we just need to run these white people over, basically, these conservatives. He literally said, we need to just run them over. And they're acting like that this is not an act of domestic terrorism. Anybody else, if it was a white person going into a Black Lives Matter rally and mowing down people with their car, it would 100% be an act of terrorism. But because it's a black guy and he has black privilege and Antifa privilege and Black Lives Matter privilege and Democrat privilege, they're not charging him with terrorism. That is the only reason why.
You're probably right, Angela Bach. And once again, that is the long list. I usually am.
Yes.
The good thing about Angela is she's so humble. She just embraces humility. Yeah.
I'm humble when I don't know things, but when I know things, I'm like, I know what it is. It is what it is.
All right, I got a minute with Angela Box. What are you thankful for as we come around the corner of Thanksgiving Day? Grazie a Dio on this, the 23rd of November.
Well, I'm thankful that we have 12 sane people that found Kyle Rittenhouse innocent of all charges. I'm thankful that he's going to be a very wealthy young man very soon when his defamation cases start. I'm thankful that CNN and MSNBC and filthy leftists are going to be bankrupted because of the things they've said about him, and he's going to also sue the President of the United States. And I'm thankful that the circular firing squad of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is going to take them both out in short order.
Love it. Ange, thanks for being a friend of our show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. Remember, it's Thanksgiving, America. Definitely a holiday.
Thanksgiving.
And if you don't like it, go to work. That's what I told people, and they laugh.
Go to work on Thursday.
We'll see you at work if you hate Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful day. Talk to
you
next week.
You too, Samuel. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.